Daven Krisis Parabeg Mishnah Gimel Chamisha Mevi'en Korban Echad Ah Averus Harbe. For five Averus, you would bring only one Korban, even though you did the Aver repeatedly, even if you did it a number of times, you still bring only one Korban. The Chamisha Mevi'en Korban Olo V'Yorit. For five Averus, you bring a Korban Olo V'Yorit. A Chatos, which is not a usual Chatos, a usual Chatos is a Kispa or a Sira. But a Korban Olo V'Yorit depends on your wealth. If you're rich, you do bring the Kispa or Sira. But if you're not rich, you bring two ofos, and if you're very poor, you bring only in mincha. Abel mevi'en korban echad al averus harbe. The following bring one korban, even though they did an aver repeatedly. Habal shivcha bios harbe. Somebody who's bail a shivcha harufa many times. A shivcha harufa, the shivcha knanit that is married to an eved. Every we see later on in the parak exactly what type of shivcha we're discussing. And if you bail that shivcha harufa, even though you did so many times, you still only bring one korban. But that's if you borrow the same Shifcha Harufa a number of times. But if you borrow a number of different Shifcha Harufas, you would bring a separate Korban for each Shifcha Harufa that you would buy. The Nazir Shenitma Tumais Harbin. And another that became Tumah Lameis many times during his Nazir would bring only one set of Korbanim, even though he became Tumah Lameis many times. And as the din is in another that became Tumah Lameis, he has to count 7 days, and on the third day and seventh day he would have Mechatah sprinkled on him from the fire of Tumah. And on the eighth day he would bring his Korbanim, and he would have to start his Naziris again. As another that becomes Tummy, that Saitzer, the main Naziris that he counted until then, it is knocks off all the Naziris that he counted, and he has to recount from the beginning. And according to some Tanaim, he can start his recount from the seventh day after he became Tummy, even though he doesn't bring his Korbanos until the eighth day. And even if he becomes Tummy a second time on the seventh day, he still brings only one set of Korbanos. Even though on the seventh day he's already restarting his Naziris and counting it again, even so, if he became Tameh again, Lameis, on the seventh day, he still only brings one set of Korbanos for both times that he became Tameh. Somebody who is Makaneh his wife on many men. He was Makaneh his wife, he told her not to go into seclusion with a certain man, and she secluded with him. And a Korban Sota has to be brought in Mincha, is brought, and she drinks the bitter water to clarify whether she was defiled from that man. And if after he was Makana her for one man, and she went into seclusion with him, and before the Korban Sota is brought, he was Makana her for another man, he warned her not to go into seclusion with a different man, and she went into seclusion with him. One Korban Sota is brought for both times that she secluded with a man that he warned her not to seclude herself with, and even if that happened many times, that he warned her on many men not to seclude herself with those men, and she secluded herself with those men, if she did so before she had a chance to bring a Korban Sota. For the other times that he warned her, only one Korban Sota is brought for all of those Kinoi Vestiros. The Mitzorah Shen Esnage Negon Harbin. A Mitzorah that had many Negon. A Mitzorah that had a Nega, and he was Nisrapa, he was cured from that Nega. And he didn't bring his Korbanos yet, and he got a Nega again and was cured again. He would only bring one set of Korbanos for both times, even if he had many Negon, and each time he was Nisrapa and then got a Nega again, he would bring only one set of Korbanos for all the times that he had me gone. Hey, Vitsipora Vinis Naga. Lo alu lo achiyavi es chatos. The din is that a Mitzorah, after he is Nisrapa cured from his Sarah, two Siparim are brought outside the Beit HaMikdash. One is shafted and one is sent away. And then 7 days later, he brings Korbanos. And those Korbanos that he brings depends on his status at the time. If it's an usher, he brings behemos. If it's an oni, he brings over. Now, even though he already brought his Siparim 7 days before, if at the time he brings his chatos, he becomes an ani. Originally, he was wealthy, and then he lost his money in the interim, and he became an ani. By the time he brings his chatos, he would bring the korban of an ani. Even though at the time he brought his tiporim, he was an usher, it doesn't depend on his status at the time. At tiporim, it depends on his status at the time he brings his chatos, and the vice versa is also true. If it's an ani at the time he brings his tiporim, and then he makes a lot of money in the interim, and by the time he's ready to bring his chatos, he becomes an usher, he would have to bring the korban of an usher. It all depends on his status at the time he brings his chatos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achiyavi Es Hashama. Rabbi Yehuda holds what's kovea whether he brings the korban of an usher or an ani is not his status at the time he brings his chatos. Instead, his status at the time he brings an asham is kovea whether he brings the korban of an usher or an ani. As if it's an ani at the time he brings his chatos, but if an usher at the time he brings his asham, he would bring the korban of an usher. And so too, the vice versa is also true. If it's an usher at the time he brings his chatos and an ani at the time he brings his asham, he would bring the korban of an ani, as the asham is what's kovea, not the chatos. The blood of the harbit. A woman that gave birth to many children. She gave birth to one child, then she miscarried a child. He peeled up a toshmonim in the cable. She gave birth to in the cave, and they didn't. When Aisha gives birth in the cave, 14 days, she is Tamea. She's also to her husband. Then for the next 66 days, she's Yosheves, he made Tara, she's Mother to her husband, even if she sees God. And after 80 days, she brings a korban, and Yoledes brings a korban. And if she miscarries during her Yemei Tara, that she's Mother to her husband after 14 days, she conceives. And 40 days after that, which is 54 days from the date of the first birth, she miscarried the child. As she miscarried before 40 days from conception, then she would not be considered a Yoledes. We're talking about where she miscarried after 40 days of conception, which is 54 days from the date of the first birth, as the 14 days after the birth, she does her to her husband. Then she miscarries again within 80 days of the first miscarriage. Then after the first miscarriage, she again sat 14 days if you made Tumah, then she was mother to her husband. And then she conceived, and 40 days after that, she miscarried a child again. Bahamapeles to'oimim. And somebody who is mapel to'oimim, meaning to say, she conceived triplets. She gave birth to the first of the three triplets. She sat 14 days, Yemei Tumah, and then during her Yemei Tara, she gave birth to the second of the triplets. And then, again, she sat 14 days, Yemei Tumah, then during the Yemei Tara after that, she gave birth to the third of the triplets. The din is that she brings only one korban for all these births and miscarriages, as an Isha who gives birth again during her Yemei Tara before she had a chance to bring a korban for the first birth. When she does bring a korban at the end, that she finishes the Yemei Tara for the last miscarriage of the last birth that she has, she brings only one korban for all the births or all of the miscarriages. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevi'a ala Rishon, Ve'ena Mevi'a ala Sheni. Mevi'a ala Shlishi, Ve'ena Mevi'a ala Harvi. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds that she brings a korban for the first birth, but she doesn't bring a korban for the second birth. With that, he agrees to the Tana Kama that since the second birth or the second miscarriage was during the Yemei Tara of the first birth, so therefore one korban passes for both of them. But he argues with the Tana Kama with that which he holds, that for the third birth of the miscarriage, she would have to bring a separate korban for that birth, even though she has not yet brought a korban for the first birth, as she had given birth again before she had a chance to bring a korban for the first birth. Even so, he holds that he has to bring a separate korban for the third birth. As the third birth or miscarriage was after 80 days from the first birth. And when a woman is after 80 days from her first birth, and she gives birth again, she has to bring another korban, even though she has not yet brought a korban for the first birth. Now, even though she cannot have possibly brought a korban yet for the first birth, since she gave birth or miscarried before the 80 days were up, even so, since the third birth was 80 days or more after the date of the first birth, that's mechayev a separate korban. But for the fourth birth, if she gives birth or miscarries again during the Yemei Tara of the third birth, then she would not have to bring a separate korban for that last birth or miscarriage, since it was betoch melot within 80 days of the third birth or miscarriage. Now, even though according to the Tana Kama, you bring only one korban for many births, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, for the first two births, you only bring one korban, and for the last two births, you only bring one korban for the two of them. But for each time that she gives birth or miscarriage, she has to sit Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tara, 14 days for a Nekeva, and 7 days for a Zachar of Yemei Tumah, and 33 days of Yemei Tara for a Zachar, and 66 days of Yemei Tara for a Nekeva. And even though a second birth during the Melos within the Yemei Tara of the first birth is not Mechayev except for Korban, but she does have to sit Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tara. Elu Mevi'in Korban Olah V'Yored. For the following Averis, you bring a Korban Olah V'Yored. A Korban Olah V'Yored is a Chatas. It's called an Olah V'Yored. As a Chatas that you bring depends on your wealth. If you're wealthy, you bring a Behema Kispa O Se'ira. If you're not wealthy, then you bring Shtei Torim O Shnei Pnei Yona. And if you're less wealthy, but Dali Dali, you're very, very poor, in such a case, you bring a Mincha. Al Shmiach HaKol. For listening to a voice. This is referring to Shvuas Ha'edas. The reason why we call it Shmiyas HaKol, the pasuk says, B'shama Kol Allah. That you heard somebody being mashpiyu, somebody making you take a Shvua, somebody knew that you knew Edas for him and he wanted you to be made and Bez informed. And you took a Shvua denying that you knew the Edas, you lied. In such a case, when you want a Kapara, you have to bring a Korban Olah V'Yorei.
Baal Bitois Vasai. This is referring to a Shvuah's Bitoi, which is called Bitois Vasai. The Pasuk says, Levate Bis Vasai. This is a Shvuah that you took Lahara or Lahate to do something bad or good. In such a case, if you took a Shvuah Shaker Bishege, you have to bring a Korban Ola V'yuri. Baal Tumas Mikdas V'kadasha. Somebody who entered the base of Mikdas while he was Tamei, or Eikachin, while he was Tamei Bishege, he would bring a Korban Ola V'yuri. V'hayoledes V'hamitzura. Somebody who gives birth to a child brings a korban after 40 days for a zakar and after 80 days for an akeva. If she and her husband is wealthy, then they bring a kevet for an ola and a benyona or a tor for a chatas. If they are poor, instead of bringing a kevet lola, they bring two tarim or two benyona, one lola and one lachatas. But if they're very, very poor, dali dals, in such a case, the Torah does not mention a korban that they would bring. And so to a mitzvah, after he is cured from his sarat, he brings a korban. If he is rich, he brings two kibbasim. And if he is poor, he brings two yonim, one for a chatos and one for an ola. And again, in this case, dali dals is not mentioned. The Torah does no korban if they're very, very poor. Uma ben ashivcho lebein kol ha'arayis shelo shasta lahem lo ba'onesh v'lo b'korban. What's the difference between somebody who's bought a shivcho harufa to somebody who's bought any of the other arayis that the Torah answers? As we find that shivcho harufa is not similar to any other arayis, not the oinesh and not the korban. Shekol arayis b'chatos v'ashivcha b'ashem. If somebody has bought any of the other arayis in which there is a chi of karis for, if he does so b'shogeg, he brings a chatos, as opposed to shivcha harufa, an ashem would be brought for somebody who's bought a shivcha harufa, whether he does so b'shogeg or b'mezit. Shekol arayis b'nekeva b'shivcha b'zachem. Somebody who's bought any of the other arayis in the Torah in which there is a chi of karis for, he would bring a nekeva, a kitzva, or a sira for a chatos. While somebody who's bought a shifcha harufa would bring a zachar, a behemoth zachar, for an asham. Kol arayis echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha shavim b'makos u'b'korban. U'b'shifcha lo hishbez ha'ish l'isha b'makos v'lo et ha'isha l'ish b'korban. Anytime somebody has bought any of the other arayis, that's the Torah answer. Both the isha and the isha have the same onesh, both for malchus and for korban. If they do so b'mezit, then they would both get malchus. If they both did it b'mezit and had a swell, they would get malchus. If they did it b'shogeg, they would both bring a korban. A shivcha harufa is different, though. That the ish and the isha do not have the same onus as far as malchus is concerned, as only the isha gets malchus if she does so b'mezit, while the ish, even if he is bal her b'mezit, does not get malchus. Instead, he brings a korban. And the Isha does not have the same thing as the Isha. As far as Korban is concerned, is only the Isha brings a Korban, while the Isha, even if she does so, B'shegeg, does not bring a Korban. Kol ha'arayis asur behen es ma'ara kigaymer. Somebody who's bought any of the other arayis as the Torah asur, even if you're only ma'ara, partial bia, as if you did a complete bia, and you're chayim. As opposed to somebody who's bought a shivcha harufa, you're only chayim if you do a complete bia. The chayim are called bia u'bia. By all other arayis, you're chayav a separate korban or separate malchus for each bia that you do, as opposed to somebody who's bought a shivcha harufa is only chayav one time for all the bias that he did. Zechaymer hichmer b'shivcha. She'asa b'as amezik b'shege. There is a chumra b'shivcha harufa that we don't find by other arayis, which is that if the ish is bought a shivcha harufa, whether he did so b'mezit or b'shege, in either case, he has to bring a korban, while by other arayis, there's only a chayav korban if you do so b'shege. While the shivcha was chayav malchus, is only chayav which is bal him b'mezit, there is no chayav malchus for a shogeg. And in such a case that the isha is b'shogeg and she's pater, the isha is pater also, even if he did so b'mezit, as by shivcha harufa, where one of them is pater, the other one is pater also.